unified AI superpower, the only true national counterweight to the United States in this emerging technology. How these two countries choose to compete and cooperate in AI will have dramatic implications for global economics and governance. Finally, during my back and forth with those young students, I stumbled on a deeper truth. When it comes to understanding our AI future, we're all like those kindergartners. We're all full of questions without answers, trying to peer into the future with a mixture of childlike wonder and grown-up worries. We want to know what AI automation will mean for our jobs and for our sense of purpose. We want to know which people and countries will benefit from this tremendous technology. We wonder whether AI can vault us to lives of material abundance and whether there is space for humanity in a world run by intelligent machines. No one has a crystal ball that can reveal the answers to these questions for us, but that core uncertainty makes it all the more important that we ask these questions and, to the best of our abilities, explore the answers. This book is my attempt to do that. I'm no oracle who can perfectly predict our AI future, but in exploring these questions, I can bring my experience as an AI researcher, technology executive, and now venture capitalist investor in both China and the United States. My hope is that this book sheds some light on how we got here and also inspires new conversations about where we go from here. Part of why predicting the ending to our AI story is so difficult is because this isn't just a story about machines. It's also a story about human beings, people with free will that allows them to make their own choices and to shape their own destinies. Our AI future will be created by us, and it will reflect the choices we make and the actions we take. In that process, I hope we will look deep within ourselves and to each other for the values and wisdom that can guide us. In that spirit, let us begin this exploration. 1. China's Sputnik Moment. The Chinese teenager with the square-rimmed glasses seemed an unlikely hero to make humanity's last stand. Dressed in a black suit, white shirt, and black tie, Ke Jia slumped in his seat, rubbing his temples and puzzling over the problem in front of him. Normally filled with a confidence that bordered on cockiness, the 19-year-old squirmed in his leather chair. Change the venue, and he could be just another prep school kid agonizing over an insurmountable geometry proof. But on this May afternoon in 2017, he was locked in an all-out struggle against one of the world's most intelligent machines, AlphaGo, a powerhouse of artificial intelligence backed by arguably the world's top technology company, Google. The battlefield was a 19-by-19 lined board populated by little black and white stones, the raw materials of the deceptively complex game of Go. During gameplay, two players alternate placing stones on the board, attempting to encircle the opponent's stones. No human on Earth could do this better than Ke Jia, but today he was pitted against a Go player on a level that no one had ever seen before. Believed to have been invented more than 2,500 years ago, Go's history extends further into the past than any board game still played today. In ancient China, Go represented one of the four art forms any Chinese scholar was expected to master. The game was believed to imbue its players with a Zen-like intellectual refinement and wisdom. Where games like Western chess were crudely tactical, the game of Go is based on a patient positioning and slow encirclement, which made it into an art form, a state of mind. The depth of Go's history is matched by the complexity of the game itself. The basic rules of gameplay can be laid out in just 9 sentences, but the number of possible positions on a Go board exceeds the number of atoms in the known universe. The complexity of the decision tree had turned defeating the world champion of Go into a kind of Mount Everest for the artificial intelligence community, a problem whose sheer size had rebuffed every attempt to conquer it. The poetically inclined said it couldn't be done because machines lacked the human element, an almost mystical feel for the game. The engineers simply thought the board offered too many